Welcome back to another episode of the Kid Zach Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's clap it up for that. Let's clap it up. Listen, guys, listen, man. It's great to be back on here. And it's been so long, but I'm still very, very excited to be back. I know you're thinking, cut the small talk, Zach. Where you been at? And I'm going to get into all of that, okay, right now. So as you guys know, man, I was going into my last semester of school here. And, you know, while I was on the road doing it, I said, why not, you know, join an organization or something with a fraternity or whatnot. Guys, that's what I did. I'm proud to say I'm part of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated now. That took a while, you know, handling all that, getting in and whatnot. Proud to make the brothers I made as well as the experience that I had as well. So that took up a lot of this semester, but also I graduated. You know, that's something too. I did that as well. excuse me. Getting a lot of that together far as graduation. I just graduated here maybe 4 or 5 days ago. Now, actually, it's past Saturday or whatever. It's when I graduated, guys. So getting a lot of that together far as the work that needs to be done as well. Like, it's a huge story and how, you know, I had to actually take one more test before I graduated. But we got that taken care of and everything. So I've been busy, to say the least, this semester. I know I told you guys when I left off, I think it was in January, I was going to try to bring some more folks on and whatnot, and I didn't get a chance to do that at school because it was such a busy semester, but I've been thinking about this whole time, guys. I'm so glad to get back to this, you know, but now that you've heard where I've been at and whatnot, you know, and as you guys know, I you know, last time I had DJ on and whatnot, and I didn't leave you guys alone, and so this time, I didn't come back alone neither, so I got a special guest, and today is not DJ. He'll be back on next week. I think it matches up next week. Yeah, over time he'll be off with that. So we'll bring him back on next week. You know, I just want to take this time, man, and do an introduction real quick to somebody on the show, man. You know, they're elegant, they're beautiful, they're amazing, they're mouth-watering, you know what I mean? Delicious, yummy, you know what I'm saying? All those things and more, man. So you go ahead and tell them what your name is.
Jasmine Strickland,
who are you?
I'm your girlfriend.
And my girlfriend. She's my girlfriend. Well, she's more than that as well. You know what I mean? She wears a lot of hats as well. You know, so without further ado, you know, we should go ahead and dive into. We got a couple things to talk about, guys. So as you can tell, this won't be just straight sports today. We're going to talk about a little bit of Jasmine. Who is Jasmine and whatnot? I've been talking about bringing her on and whatnot as well. And this is what we're about to do, you know. So, hey, let's get into it. You ready?
Yeah.
She's a little nervous being on the Kids Act podcast. It's perfectly fine, though. It's all laughs and fun, man. Just be yourself. So let's do it. All right. So, Jasmine, like, just tell people who you are. Clearly, you're my girlfriend, right? We got that out the way. So just tell people about yourself. Who are you? Where you come from? You know, I already know about you, but they don't know you. Who are you?
I am Jasmine. I am from South Fulton. What do you want to know?
Well, just, you know,
I'm a senior in college.
That's right. She's a senior. I'm put that there. She's getting ready to graduate next. So let's go ahead and clap that up. That's pretty good. Okay. No.
My major is farm and ranch management.
Okay. All right. Right there. So right there. So guys, here's the thing. Most people know me and Jazz around school and whatnot. Clearly, we're a couple or anything like that. And sometimes I'll get the question, what is your girl's major? What's Jazz's major? And I say, oh, farm and ranch management. And I kid you not, the answer I always get in return is, what the hell is that? This is what a lot of people want to know. And, you know, I can't really explain or describe, but here's the chance right now. Jazz is going to describe to you guys what is farm and ranch management.
It's more or less just, like, kind of the business side of farming. You got to, like, risk management and, like, weather management and whatnot. Obviously, you can't measure the weather. So, it's more about kind of like the economic side and not business side of farming, basically.
Yeah, so I mean, there it is. She gave you an answer. Anytime somebody asks me again, I'm going to send them to this very podcast right here and tell them farm and ranch management. But you know, you were talking about yourself, I mean to cut you off with that, what your major stuff was.
That's about all I have.
That's about all she has. Yeah, but you know, Jazz is a great girl. You know, I met her 2 years ago now, right? Yeah, but I've been together 2 years. Very happy with her, love her. You know, Met her when I went to Martin, as y'all know, went off to school or whatnot, and ended up coming back with her. Look at that. And so, man, she's amazing. I'm glad I met her, and I'm glad we're on this journey together, whatnot. So let's, you know, she told us about her major and whatnot. So let's go a little history here, right? Let's do a little history here, right? I mean, there's a story on how we met, but we don't really have to get into that today.
Because he doesn't like this.
We don't really have to get into that today.
That's okay.
You know? However, I will say this, is that, it took about 2 months for Jasmine to like me. I want you to put that out there. Now, I guess she wasn't feeling me. But she was doing things, giving signals, as to say she still kind of liked me, but didn't want to be in a relationship.
I did not know you from the man on the moon. Like, I did not know you. How am I supposed to say I like you if I don't know you?
I felt like at this, my intentions looked good enough to where she understand. Okay, this dude ain't about no mess. And what they said, but it's all good. We ain't gonna talk about that or whatnot. We can get into that another day of story time. You know, and actually, you know, you if you feel comfortable, come back on here. You know, so let's rewind back, all right? Because we're gonna talk about relationships stuff like that. But let's rewind back to, I want to say March of last year, 2020, right? Okay, we had just got the message, the email that we were gonna get out of school.
So right after spring break.
Right after spring break. Is that guys went on spring break and then we got the message that we were going to be out of school. Where were you at and what were your thoughts when that happened right there?
I don't even know where I was. Maybe class or something. Maybe we were together. I don't know. And I was kind of like, what to do now? It was kind of like, what are you going to say something?
I remember you at. Go ahead, though.
It was kind of like, I don't know, kind of like an unknown kind of feeling. Like, what on earth is COVID? Like, kind of like that. What am I going to do with COVID? What is COVID?
Definitely. I remember we were actually in my dorm when we saw the message. We went to the calf. And I told some people in there, they didn't know, you know, things like that. It was just like, oh, we're going to have 2 weeks, so you got to get out. But I think it was like 2 or 3 days you had to be out.
In 2 days.
And then everybody was just scuffling, trying to get stuff. And, you know, I ain't going to lie, I was panicking. Not far as going home, but I didn't know what we were dealing with. And I say, you know, we've came a long way, right? I would say in this pandemic with vaccinations, things like that, whether you get them or not. But I think in general, this world has came a long way in that, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, is that I ain't gonna lie, I didn't take it that seriously. Even when they said we're getting out of school I ain't gonna lie, it probably was wrong. I looked at it, man, we're getting out of school, right? I didn't take it that seriously. Until, you know, I'm a huge sports fan, as you guys know. And they started canceling basketball games. And it went from the guys on the court getting ready for tip-off to everything stopped and they pulled them back to the locker room. They canceled that game. They canceled another game. And then it had to been 5-10 minutes later, oh, we're canceling the entire season. I was like, wait, what? This is serious. Then, oh, there's some positive tests on, I think it was the Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert at the time. I'm like, whoa, this is serious. So I'm thinking, how can you get it? So I'm in my head coughing and stuff, you know what I mean? Just psyching myself out. I'm thinking, how do you get this, right? And I remember we went to about two probates. Yeah, before they let school out and things like that. We didn't go to no party. We just went to the probates. Remember? Because it was in Watkins.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. so just, what is your mindset from when that happened to now? Did you think we would ever get to this point where we got back in school and in person classes?
I figured we'd get back to school. I just didn't know when.
No, we're not gonna do that because I ain't got nothing. Go ahead.
I didn't think you had anything. Said you're stocking yourself right now. I figured we'd get back into school. I just didn't know when. You know, it's kind of like all of a sudden. And they kind of made quick decisions within 3 days. We're not even going to have, you know, fall semester, next semester. We're not going to have it in person, at least. So, I don't know. It was kind of like, I don't really know. Like, it was just really fast. Like, everything was just really fast. Kind of like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. It definitely was. And guys, this was something when I started the podcast, I didn't talk about none of this, right? This already happened. And stuff like that, whatnot. But I mean, even with going back to school, it's pretty iffy. Like, you know, we heard of some positive cases actually in the same dorm that I was in. They were on another floor at the time. Yeah, and you know what I mean? Things like that. And my fault.
With no, with that, they were They were keeping, if you had to stay on campus and you had COVID, they were keeping you in Browning on the third floor. That was like their isolation unit. So.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, it was just a little nerve-wracking because it was like on two floors under. You know what I mean? Under the people where they're up
see
there.
See through the wall.
You know what I mean? So, you know, on the website, it would always say how many cases there were, faculty and staff who had. I'm thinking, oh, we're going to shut down and go back home. Like, oh, my God. Like, things like that. But we were extra cautious. I mean, we got through this the first semester, as you all know, because I was this one started my podcast, and now we've gotten through this semester as well, and I think it's gotten back to a point to where now for Jasmine going in for her last year, you know, they have four in-person classes now. So when I was there, like it was so long ago, right? it was
four school in 7 years.
Yeah, that too. So like Jasmine, I remember in Will one semester just had like straight online, and I think a lot of Jasmine
fall semester.
And me, I still had in person classes. I had some that were like hybrid, and hybrid is like some in person and some like online and whatnot. And but everybody else, like a lot of times, they had all online classes. And of course, you can imagine the events around the school were mostly virtual and things like that. But I think it's gotten to a point we came a long way. We've all done our job of trying to stay as safe as possible. And now, you know, like I said, they get the opportunity. She gets the opportunity to have her last semester in person. So I'm so happy for her, as well as all the other students who are going there or going to Martin. I remember how it was before COVID. It was amazing. And I'm glad you get to go in your last semester, you know, in person things, getting back to having that full college experience. And whatnot. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of not, I don't want to say necessarily scary, but I just kind of like this. I'm kind of feeling like...
Yeah, I mean, it's taking a bit getting used to go back, you know. Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't think they're going to require a mask anymore, so...
But you can still wear your mask.
Yeah, I can still wear it, but...
So, yeah, I think, you know, we've all gotten through it. I mean, we lost people through it all and things like that, but we're here now. So, you know, we're just going to keep pushing and, you know, stay prayed up for sure. So, I want to switch over to this, though. Let's talk about women in general, right?
Women
in America. Right.
Y'all call them the crazies.
No, we're not calling women the crazies. No, we're not. So, as we know, Mother's Day just passed, which is a very special day, you know, or what have you. But I just want to talk about women in general on, you know, how it's been a long thing for years, the equality of men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a man's world and the woman's just, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, they're always the higher of this and this man-made and this, and they don't get the respect they deserve as well. I mean, this happens in a lot of things, and people don't even notice it. And I will say this as well. As big a sports fan I am, I did not watch WNBA basketball like that until maybe like this past year, right? I didn't really bring awareness to it because I was like, oh, I'm not interested in that. I'm just, you know, and things like that. But then, you know, I started seeing the NBA guys start taking it way more seriously. Because you look at these guys, I mean, They're fathers, you know what I mean? They're, you know, husbands and things like that. And they said the thing was like, hey, if you don't respect them, I'll say you respect their game. And I was like, you know what, let me just tune in and watch. And I've done it. I've also been in tune with my school and watching girls basketball. And they're amazing at what they do, right? They're extremely underpaid. I think there's something in the coming years that's going to be changed. But I just want to, you know, show as well how far women have come. What do you think about that?
Are you talking about just in sports?
In general.
I mean, sports-wise, I mean, I'm not too into sports. But, I mean, it's good that people are, you know, trying to, like, get the know, like the rights of women or whatever, you know, to be as equal as to men. But in general, I think it's still kind of like, it'll never be equal, you know, just because a man is a man and as a woman is a woman. So you kind of, I don't want to say get used to it, but you kind of got to like prepare yourself for stuff, especially in like workplaces, you know. I don't know, you just...
So you say workplaces. So what type of stuff do you normally get around the workplace when there's men and women? Because like I said, from a man's standpoint, I don't always know what the woman go through with, you know, being in the room with a bunch of guys and working and whatnot. So what type of stuff have you... maybe previous jobs or whatnot.
Have I dealt with?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, if it's... I'm not going to say, like, the job or anything, but let's say it was like an outside job, you know, kind of men think they're better at doing that outside stuff. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I can go out and, you know, fix a tractor if I wanted to, but you know, there's men who think they can do it better than a woman. So I don't know. It's just
kind of, why you think that is? It's because like society has said, like, yo, man is to do this and the woman is to, because I mean, we're going to get into that as well.
I wouldn't say society, because it's always been like that. It's, you know, it's been like that. It's just kind of like an ongoing, I hate to call it, but an ongoing tradition, you know. I wouldn't say it's society did it. It was a thing society, how do you say, put like a light on it. It's obviously some like men doing stuff before women or like supposed to be better than women has been something that's literally been happening since the dawn of time. So I mean
like I hear what you're saying completely. I think it's overlooked a lot of times as well with women. I mean, even you look at it growing up, playing sports or whatnot. Me personally, playing football, basketball, baseball, I never saw a woman coach, you know, unless she was coaching the women. You know what I mean? I never saw her coaching men or whatnot. And I used to watch this show called Football Types. I don't know if y'all know this. I think it's based out of Texas. It is. And I think it was the whatever the matchup was at the time, I think it was like the San Antonio Outlaws against some team. They were playing a championship game. And they had like a Patriots logo or whatever. And they were being coached by a woman. I was like, man, they got this far like this. I'm thinking, come on. And I watched them play, and I was like, yo, when you watch your coach, she knew exactly what she was talking about. And I was like, wow. Like, she can, you know what I mean? Like, you think a lot of times, like, oh, no, nah, man gonna know what to say and whatnot. But women can study the game, too. You know what I mean? They can know just as much. And I've seen some women, if not more, of what's going on around the game and sports and in life in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and I think we made a lot of, you know, progress like that. You look at the vice president. You know what I mean? So, her coming a long way and doing what she's done as well, being like the first black, you know, woman vice president and whatnot. And I have reason to believe in the coming years we can get the first woman black president, you know what I mean, as well, because, you know, you set those standards and things like that. But I want to talk about some women.
Before you say that, I think it's just kind of, I don't want to say in men, but in some men, it's kind of the fear of losing their masculinity if a woman does something better than them, you know? I don't think most men are not wanting to ask a man for help, so,
yeah. You said most men want to ask a man?
Don't want to. Like, they won't. Like, will not. Won't.
Ask a man for
help? Ask a woman.
Woman for help.
Yeah, a man will ask
him. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's something to be said about that. Because, like you said, guys, you know, we got an ego. You know what I mean? It can go overboard a bit as well. But, you know, every man wants to feel manly and whatnot. But that doesn't mean you can't feel a certain way and put down somebody else or not trust, you know.
I feel like you're not a man without your woman.
Explain.
I mean, you know, you can... I don't know. That probably doesn't make no sense. That's
right. Explain. I
just feel like... Because, you know, there's some things that... You want to be the man of the household. Can't have a household without a woman. Oh, let's not say that. Sounds kind of like bad. You can't have a household without a partner. Let's say it like that.
Without a partner.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I agree, you know, with this, every good man is a great woman right there with him as well. So, you know, you know, women are amazing in everything they do. You know, speaking of them as well, you know, I talk about football a lot. So, this past year's playoffs, we had a few history-making moments, excuse me. And so let's look at here. We got official Sarah Thomas. She was a history-making game when it was the Cleveland Browns. She's the chief of staff. You got Callie Bronson. Also, we got some more names on here. I think it started for me right here with, I don't know if you guys know, San Antonio Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammond. I think one of those games, I believe it was, might have been preseason or G League or something. Greg Popovich, the great Greg Popovich, let her coach an entire game. Let her coach it. So, I mean, that was just amazing to see. And, I mean, that was groundbreaking because we've never seen that happen in the NBA. As well as from the Buffalo Bills, you got special teams control coach Catherine Smith. You know, she's made a lot of waves as well. I've seen her name in the media. You got Nancy Lieberman and Jenny Barker. Excuse me if I said the name wrong. Also, what I noticed, you know, dating back to 1990, Brendette Maddox, Division One, she coached, excuse me, she was the first women's assistant coach in Division One men's basketball, you know, hired back in 1990. We keep moving on. Jen Welter works with the Arizona Cardinals and the inside linebackers. You know, you got Sarah Thomas becoming the first woman to officiate a major college football game, a bowl game that was that. And she was hired by the NFL in 2015 as well. So she's been doing her thing. Violet Palmer. You know, she officiated an NBA playoff game as well with the Nuggets and whatnot.
I thought she was the mascot, and I'm sad, man.
Oh, gosh. And, I mean, this list goes on. Teresa Phillips, she coached Tennessee State men's basketball team for one game to become the first women coaching a Division I basketball Tennessee. And this is stuff I didn't even know.
She only coached one game?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what the status was at the time. It doesn't really say. After a fight between members of the coaching staff, head coach Nolan Richardson III was relieved of his post and interim coach. So, yeah, I mean, she got an opportunity to step there. So the groundwork has been laid out, you know. But I love how it's coming to the forefront now, a days with women, because like I said, you all, you're absolutely amazing, you know. And anything you do, when it's ag, you know, sports, you know, business, accounting, anything, radio, you guys are amazing, man. And this world wouldn't be the same without you guys, you know. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's move on here. Let's talk about a little bit, talking on the household as well. We're talking about women. We're going to stay right there with it. Okay. So, you know, and you talk about a typical household. Well, you know what? Let's stop right there. This is a question based to what does a typical household look like? If you could say, what is Jasmine's?
What's my dream household?
Yeah, what does a typical household look like for you? If you could paint that picture, what does it look like?
You.
No, all right, thank you.
Me, two children, two dogs, and a cat.
Two dogs, cat, me, her, and two children right there. So, and you know, so like pretty much the white picket fence type deal, you know, a nice house, things like that. I mean, because a lot of times in today's world, that perception has changed a lot on who, you know,
what's considered a household.
What's considered a household, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, just growing up.
Or a family. It's not a household, like a family.
A family or whatnot, you know, as well. So people have changed the meaning. And there's nothing wrong with it now. They're like, I've seen people say, you know what I'm saying? They be together for years and be like, yo, we need to get married and do this and whatnot. And one of them would be like, hey, I mean, it's just a piece of paper. We already pretty much doing all the stuff married people do. You know what I mean? Without the official and stuff. Everything has changed, you know? You know, people, you know, normally back in the day where they say you get married, then you have kids. You know, things like that. I mean, it's not, that ain't the thing necessarily anymore. And it's fine because I like how everybody is having the individuality and doing it their way more so than just the typical way or whatnot, but still moving on with that, in your typical household, like who is the provider here? Who is the provider?
In our household?
In the household. Like in a typical household, like you said.
Are you saying in my household or in a tradition?
Well, what do you say would be typical provider right there? Who's, you know, holding it down, making the money, things like
that? I mean, if you're talking traditional way, it's normally a man.
But I'm talking Jasmine's way. Jasmine's, how does Jasmine see it?
I mean, it can be both of us.
Both of us, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, see, this has always been my plan. My typical household, right? It's, you know, married, kids, a dog. A dog.
Okay.
This is my household, right? So, nice house.
I don't live
and
in.
Things like this, right? And it's like, oh, I'm the provider. Now, it used to be like, oh, I used to think like, oh, no, my lady not going to work. But then I started changing the meaning, right, a bit. Because it started to be like, okay, if she wants to work, she can work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, but I'm saying this, I want to have it set up to where it's like, you don't have to work. You know what I mean?
Because
it used to be like, no, you're not going to work at all. In my head, I used to, I'm like, she can work if she wants to work. That's not an issue. But I'm going to put it in the position to where, you know, if you want to leave that job or whatever, by all means, please leave that job.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on that particular job or anything you have going, because I'm going to take care of it regardless. You know what I mean? And it's just little stuff that I feel like the man should do. You know what I mean? The man should put his woman's mind at ease with things like that. That it shouldn't be a worry with the bills and all of this. You know what I mean? It shouldn't fall that way. But at the same time, I do think it should be 50-50 as far as stuff goes too. You know, I had a problem when I got with Jasmine. And it's like, so we go out to eat and whatnot, right? We still do. But the thing about that, mom's dying. Yeah. You guys hear my mom, she just got home from work and whatnot. But my issue was that we would go out to places and I would always try to buy. And I was fine with it. I was completely fine with that. And sometimes she'd be like, oh, no, you know what I mean? I'll buy something. I'd be like, no, I'm supposed to. But I had to lighten up more so. You know what I mean? Because, like I just said, it's 50-50. Sometimes your man may not always have it, or your woman may not always have it. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong as well with it being on the side of, you know, you both may have it, but I just want to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, as well. And I give Jasmine that because she, you know, she helped me with that. Because more so, I just think, man, and I want us to go to this place. I sure don't got it right now. Or if I had it, I need it for something else later. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, or whatnot. But it's more so a thing now where it's just like down the middle of need be. I mean, we still have dates where we going, I pay for the whole thing. She feeling good one day. She may decide she want to pay for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get the tip. I get this. I mean, and I learned that's that partnership we talk as well. You know what I mean? Which is important. You got to have a partnership, you know. But I think that goes on some things as well. You know what I mean? What you think?
What do you mean? Like bills and stuff, or like just in general?
Well, see, like I said, when I say take care, I won't, you know. If, I mean, if we that could be something that we split down the middle too. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like you should most definitely allow your partner or wife or whatever to help, just because, like, you tell me, is my money not good enough to make them feel bad if I'm like, if
and I, you should.
But it's kind of like, you know, you just kind of make them feel bad. It's like, well, why don't you want me to help? Am I not good enough to help? I'm sure people don't take it that far. I'm sure most people are like, fine, I keep my money.
I'm going to let you in on something, like, it's from a man's standpoint view too. It wouldn't be that your money ain't good enough, but it's like, as a man, you would be like, hey, you don't want to be sitting up there like, man, I can't provide for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never want that. You never want that.
I wouldn't say that you're not providing. If we're going out on a date, then I should be able to pay for the date.
But what if he just wants to pay for it? And what about allowing your man to have that masculine, you know,
I mean, energy? You can have it if you want it. Go ahead and pay for my date. You can go shopping with my money. No, I feel like if you just feel the need to where you just have to pay for it, then I feel like, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you about paying for it. I mean, I'm going to let you pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Like what you're saying, like, I feel like, you know, both parties have to know when to step up as well as step back, you know, at the same time. And it, stuff like that, guys, it just comes with time. But you can, I mean, also certain things I also won't budge on. As far as, like, I know how people, I don't know how everybody feel about pumping gas or whatnot, right? I don't think Jasmine, I know for a fact, doesn't mind pumping gas. You know what I'm saying? Nope. But I don't know. Maybe it's just my upbringing. It just has never set right for me, you know, to allow her to pump the gas. If I'm able and, you know, I got both legs and arms and I'm able to pump it for her, right?
I think there's been one time that I pumped gas since we've been together. And I think that's because you were on the phone and kind of just, like, forgot. And I went ahead and got out and pumped it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about that. I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, and I've seen some stuff recently, y'all, on social media where I saw a guy, he was sitting in the car and his woman was pumping it. And he was like, we kings too. They should be treated. Okay. All right. I get it. We are kings as well. But they do a lot of stuff as well to make us feel like kings too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As well. I mean, I don't think pumping gas should have to be one. I remember, was it just yesterday? My mom and grandma were going to the store. They needed gas because apparently there's a gas shortage going on, right?
And people are making it a shortage.
Yeah, you know, and my brother wasn't going to go, but when he heard they needed gas, yeah, I go. You know, I mean, we've always done that. Even if you don't, they may be going to the Macy's and Walmart. You need gas? And say, I go with you. Fine. And that just is what it is. Like, we talked yesterday, me and Jazz. Jazz, you need some gas, don't you? Yeah, okay, because this girl arrived to eat. And so, we go get her some gas. Like, it's just, you know, even if she's going somewhere I don't want to go, it's like, if you're going to get gas, at least come back and get me something so I can get it. And that's just the way I function on some stuff as well. You know what I mean? You do your household how you do your household, but it's got to be a partnership at the end of the day. I still think, you know, would you say the man is like the head, right, of the table?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, listen, definitely.
Zach Jones says he's the tribal chief of our family.
Listen, man, I like wrestling Roman Reigns. But listen, but I've had this discussion with my fraternity brothers as well, you know. It's like the man, I say, gets the final say. And I remember them saying, well, I mean, both of y'all should make the decision. I said, how are two people going to make a decision? I said, what you can do, you can both talk, right? And then somebody has to say, this is how it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They took it as me saying, oh, no. You know, if is this the case, say something like, so we're going to pick one or two, Jazz. You know, one or two.
One.
And Jasmine says, well, no, it's two. Forget one, it's two. And I was like, no, it's not what I'm saying. There can be a discussion had right there, da-da-da-da, left or right, whatever. Once you both come to a conclusion, like, okay, what we're going with? We're going with this. Because, I mean, think about it. I know it's cliche, but how many people order at a drive-thru? One at a time, right? You can discuss all you want. What are we getting, the 10-piece, the 20-piece, the 9-piece? Okay, what y'all going to go with? We're going to go with the 20. The man has to say it at the end of the day is how I feel, right? But that all goes into saying you take everybody's opinion in hand, you know what I mean? And you make the best decision for, you know, the couple or the family, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about that?
I mean,
can two people make the decision? Like, I mean,
I feel like you, if two people are trying to make a decision, you're never going to, especially if they're opposite. Unless they come to a decision to meet in the middle, then I feel like there's never going to be, like, a decision made. I don't know.
I mean, it's a discussion. I just think it always has to be, you can discuss a lot, but you have to come to one thing at the end of the day. You can put both of your inputs into it,
yeah.
Right? You know, but it has to come to something. So if you mix red and blue, what do you know? What do you get if you mix red and blue? Is it brown?
No, I think it's purple.
Purple? Okay, so I don't know, guys. Hey, maybe purple. Right? So, I say it to say this. If my favorite color is blue and hers is red, and they was like, okay, you guys need to choose a color for a shirt. It's like, well I know, you know what I'm saying? You have to figure out something. You know, and when I say half and half, and that's a bad analogy, it would be purple, right? Because you two put in a decision, it is supposed to be half and half. So, you know, the half and half part would meet in the middle would be purple, right? Anyway, I don't have a guy on that. But like I just said, though, I think the man a lot of times has to make that final decision a lot of times. And I don't know what Jasmine feels.
I mean, I don't really care. I mean, if it's by myself, I'm going to make a decision on my own. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, I don't really care. Don't make me know, never mind. You got it easy, so.
Yeah, I got it easy, thankfully, right? All right, man, so, moving on. Let's talk about this, too. Like, I'm liking staying in the relationships and stuff. So, you used to be a single woman, right, at one point. You know, until you came to the light and got with me. So, so that's why do women choose bad men? Why do they choose the bad guy? Right now, hold on before you answer this. Hold on, because I've seen this, and the people in my circle, we good people, right? But we see this happen where a girl would choose the bad guy over a good guy every time. And I say bad guy, I mean the guy you know who ain't got no good intentions on anything what he got going on, right? I knew a situation.
I was gonna say something, bro.
Go ahead, say.
No, I don't think I can say it on the podcast.
Okay,
so
but
sure. Yeah.
Is it bad?
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. I mean, put it out there.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's the free fall on the podcast.
No.
Okay. Is there any way you can patch it up to say?
He's there for a freaking suck.
Freaking suck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. It's not bad. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't gonna say freak.
Jamming nasty, but the freaking second, like she said, do sexual things and keep moving. But I knew a situation because I've just seen several situations in my life, right? To where this man was trying to talk to this woman, right? This woman had some kids. You know what I'm saying? This man was very studious. Had a degree or so, things like that, and working for more degrees, and wanted to talk to this woman, and she didn't want anything to do with it. She didn't want anything to do with it because he looked nerdy and he didn't, all this stuff. And there's another man, right, on the other side of town who was married, right? Who was married, had a lot of kids, had some child support, not knocking anybody like that. But for some reason, the attraction was towards him more so than the man who's sitting here trying to put the building blocks of his life together compared to the man on this side who's sitting up and just trying to get in where he fit in, trying to get a quick come up or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that too. So, Jamie, why is that? Why do girls do that? Have you made bad decisions like that before? And, in general, why do women do that sometimes?
Well, I don't make bad decisions, so there's that one for you. But if you're talking about women, going for the married man, I feel like a lot of women nowadays have that mentality of, oh, I can take your man, and that's what I'm about to do.
Mm.
And that's kind of like on their fault and on the man's fault, just because if you love the woman that you're with, then you shouldn't allow no other woman to take you from the woman that you're with. So I think that's like the main problem nowadays, is that a lot of people just want to embarrass everybody else. They want to be, I don't know, they want to just show that they don't want to freak, Yeah, I think that's like the main problem is that, I don't know, I want to say, I hate to say, because it's not jealousy, it's just they want what you got.
Wouldn't that be jealousy?
Well, maybe, I guess so. I wouldn't try to say, I guess you'd call it jealousy, but it's, they want what you got and they trying to get it, they're trying to take it from you, so they just going to do exactly that, and until they succeed, or if they don't succeed, they're just probably gonna make your life miserable.
Is it a thing to feel superior or something, to be liked or something?
I guess you would say superior, because it's kind of like, if girls gossip a lot and they have their groups that they're in and whatnot, and it's kind of like if Zachary was a girl, he and me and him are in a group together, or technically be me and her, but are in a group together, and one of the girl version of Zachary comes up and says, oh, I can take that man's girl, or that girl's man, whatever. It's like, I'm going to do it just to prove that I'm better than her, or whatever. And it's not that you're better than her. It's that you just want to fuck. Oh, freak. You want to freak. That's it. And I feel like nowadays that's the only thing most guys are looking for. It's like a good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, there definitely is some truth to that as well, you know. But you look at it from, let's just say, okay, let's throw the marriage part out of it, right? Okay? Let's say a man's not married, right? It says a woman, right? And you, like we had the scenario earlier, you know, we have a guy that's been wanting her and is doing great things. You got a guy over here who maybe had two or three different baby mamas running the streets, you know what I'm saying? You know, dogging out women and stuff. But why does he look more attractive right there? Why is that more of a turn on? Not to you.
Like you said, but, you got the wrong person.
But as far as girls in general, like, can you speak, why do they want that guy opposed to this guy who has so much potential and has such a bright future right there?
I feel like it's probably because the bad, I don't call him a bad guy, but the other guy's more known. He's known out in the, I'm not going to say in the streets, he's known out and about by a lot of people, and she's just kind of like trying to use him, but not, I don't really know. You're asking really the wrong person for this.
Well, I got something. I answer. I think it's the thrill. Okay, you seen that Tyler Perry movie, Temptation? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect example, right?
Okay.
You got woman married to Calvin off House of Pain or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? He works at a pharmacy. Decent looking guy, you know what I mean, or whatnot. Does things the right way, everything. Then you got this one guy, I think he owned a business or something like that he did, you know? Comes in, makes her do all the stuff that she's never done in life or whatnot. And her whole thing was, he makes me feel alive. You know, things like that. You know, he makes me feel good. And whatnot. And I think, when you know, if you end up seeing the rest of that movie, you'll see that that guy had AIDS and gave it to that girl as well. She ended up getting AIDS. Calvin, and wasn't his name in the movie. But he ended up not getting AIDS. He married again. He had kids. All things like that, right? But I'm like, is the thrill, the feel alive and whatnot, really worth it opposed to a lifetime of misery or a lifetime
of STD?
Of good things going. You said what?
Of an STD.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I see it happen all the time. This girl goes from saying, oh, Lord, that man fine. You know, he be running the streets. He was messing with sisters such yesterday. I don't care. And, you know, 2 months later, they pregnant. You know what I mean? Where he at now? He ain't around. He just randomly when he comes. You know what I'm saying? Now, you saw this. You saw this and you chose it. And why did you choose it? The thrill. The feel. The moment.
Yeah.
Moments don't last forever, you know?
I think it's kind of like somebody, like you just said, oh, he was messing with so-and-so. The last, I think it's just like the superior stuff. They want to kind of be like, they think that the other guy is like ahead of the smart dude, but he's really not.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. There's nobody like, I'm going to go mess with this man because he's in the street. So because he, I should probably be talking louder. I'm sorry. I've been looking at it. I've been talking loud enough.
But so, I heard this thing, and I think it's true. I always was told that, well, I've seen the saying, women are taught to marry up, you know? So women don't really build with a man. They want to marry up already. And so that's why I've kind of connected this to with, you know, and right now, in the first place. So that guy who, at the time, who looks like no good, but he got a bunch of money, and he got rims and all these things, he looked like he's on the up, right? Opposed to this guy who said, I'm going to go get it out the mud. I'm going to get it the hard way. Whatever it got to be. It ain't got to be school, but just working and trying to build up, you know, nice savings and whatnot, get his own place. He ain't doing it now, though. Whatever he getting to. I want to be up right away. And up is going to this man over here who got all these stolen cars. You know what I mean? Running drug trafficking, things like that. That's up right now. He popping. But I think what a lot of them fail to realize, that's their ceiling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's as high as they're going to go. They're up. And that's it. That's their peak. Opposed to this guy, man. So the sky's the limit. But I think a lot of time women don't see them building blocks. Why do they don't see the building blocks? They don't see the long-term vision. Yeah, so I mean, the women don't see. I guess you see the vision. I don't know.
I don't go around messing with every Tom, Dick, and Harry there is out there.
Yeah, but you know, this also goes for guys too. Like I know guys. And, hey, I can take his girl. I can take that dude girl. And my thing is, where's the satisfaction in that? You know, because I always looked at it this way. If I can take somebody's girl, right, then she can be took from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If she was took once, she can be took twice. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I never been the one that just want somebody. I mean, you know, that everybody want. You know what I mean? I'm over here looking for somebody for me. You know what I'm saying? But if, you know, Junebug and Noon and all them folks been talking to him, I don't want them. But she looking good with him, though. I mean, everybody wants something that they can't have or they ain't supposed to have. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of it comes about who the person is, what they've been doing, what they just did, like, what, you know, kind of just like where they think this person is going. Because I know you don't, in my, okay, I'm gonna just use us for an example.
Mm-hmm.
If we're like at a party, I can see who looking at you, but you don't see who
looking. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of like they know, and it's kind of like, well, I'm gonna go do this anyways, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. Because I don't catch everybody that you see looking at me as well as you don't catch, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Things like that. I mean, I see it that way or whatnot. But I think also, you know, like we said, just when that folks want something they're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make themselves feel better.
And I think a lot of it has to do with their friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Friends hopping them up. Yeah, go get that man, girl. Mm-hmm. Girl, stay where you at.
Yeah.
Stay where you at.
It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's just not worth it, though. You know what I mean? It's always, grass ain't always green on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Everybody think it is, though.
Sometimes it's dry.
Sometimes it's dry grass, man. It's going to catch fire like a wildfire in California.
We're going crazy.
But folks live their life that way, though. I took this dude girl, and the girl, but I took her man. That stuff ain't it. And then you always look at that person's always on the outside looking in. Every single time.
Yeah.
Because that's how they live life. You know what I mean?
I feel like, I lost my train of thought. I feel like they're not really worried. I feel like it's kind of, I don't want to say a small town because it's not a small town thing. But I feel like it's kind of like they're only worried about being where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not worried about, you know, being somewhere else. It's kind of like, I feel like you date someone who's like you. So, I mean, if, I don't want to just say no name and somebody get mad over some name, but if, like, if this girl goes over here and dates this guy,
mm-hmm.
and they're just the same, this girl's always been bad in the streets, and the dude's always been bad in the streets. That's where they're gonna stay.
Yeah.
In that town.
Somebody gotta better somebody.
Yeah.
Right? You know? That's important too. When you look at it, I mean,
you shouldn't necessarily talk to somebody because you shouldn't talk to somebody just because you see them doing good. Because that kind of sounds like you're in it for the money or in it for them doing good. You should kind of, if you're going to talk to them, you should actually like them.
Yeah.
And then if they do good, they do good. And if they don't, you should still be with them. Or, you know,
Well, say, okay, so when you say do good, they do good, they don't, they don't. Are they trying?
Yeah, they're trying. Okay, I was about to say,
long, you gotta be trying.
Yeah, 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 they're trying to do good, but, you know, just kind of like that one movie with that machine. I don't remember what the movie was called.
What is it? Like, what's happening?
The house got foreclosed on. The mama died and the house got foreclosed on.
Oh, crap.
That movie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, with Taraji P. Henson in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Acrimony is everything. Yeah. Goodness, yeah. So I mean, yeah, I mean, the topic there. For sure, for sure. Yeah, definitely. You know, I think on that topic, that's something that, you know, you just gotta be on the lookout for, y'all. You know, that stuff happens every day.
You know? You should date somebody that is like you. I mean, that's what happens anyways. Me and Zachary are quite a lot alike.
For sure.
I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I say so.
We almost look a lot.
That's what they said. We've been called siblings before. So, man, what a discussion.
What a discussion.
What a discussion, definitely. A lot of great talks. We talk about women inequality, you know what I mean? Who's the head guy in the household? Who's the head person? And where you come from? And you graduating soon.
The
sticks, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And things like that, you know. But, you know, the Steelers.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, Jasmine is a Steelers fan, unfortunately. I feel bad for her. I've tried to get her to come over to the Eagles. But, yeah. I mean, what's the expectation this year? The schedule drops today. Guys, this may be up to tonight or tomorrow, but on this day that we're recording it, the schedule for the rest of the season will be up today. And next episode, I definitely drop that, the schedule for, actually, the Steelers. I'll do it for Jasmine Steelers. I'll do it for my Eagles, and I'll do it for DJ's Titans. I mean, if anybody else wants, I can't. That's the only things I can just think of off rip. Anybody else want me to read off their schedule on next week's episode, I'll do that as well. But I know for sure I'm going to read off all three of our schedules. But anyway, you know, what's the expectation on that? Because, you know, I got to get you your thoughts on that. Pick your brain.
I think they'll be straight.
What is straight? Is that going out the playoffs again, like the first round, second round, whatever y'all want?
Did y'all make it to the playoffs?
No, we did not. We definitely did not.
Okay.
Well, see, that's not a shot taken at you.
Okay. You know? I don't think they'll make it to the Super Bowl, if that's what you're asking.
Well, for a bold prediction right now.
Bold prediction.
I won't hold it again, but it's just a bold prediction because the season won't be until like September, right? You got training camp.
I think they'll make
it
to the second round.
Second round. Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, is it time to start looking for the quarterback of the future, or you think you guys hold on to Ben a couple more years?
Ben is reaching his age limit. I think he should coach now. Coach something.
Okay, so let me ask you this before I let you go. So let's put you in these shoes, right? You know who I'm talking about already. Say you're a 9-10 year vet. You won like 3 MVPs, 1 championship for the organization, right? You're aging, right? Aging. And 1 year in the draft, right? You need more weapons to help you go out there and win Super Bowls. And so your team trades up.
Yeah.
They trade up in the first round to go up. So you think, oh, they're going to get a wide out, a defensive player, anything, right? They go get your replacement. They don't tell you about it, though. Would it soften the blow if they gave you a heads up, hey, Jazz, we're going to draft somebody, you know, but I mean, you're going to be our quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years. You're still good, but we're just going to draft somebody.
I mean, sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it should be considered a blow just because you always need somebody there, you know, just in case somebody gets hurt, even if he's not technically the backup, you know. Is he the backup or is he not going to be me?
He's supposed to be you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's not just your backup if you get hurt. He's the next you. This is their guy for the next 10, 15 years.
I don't think it should be considered a blow just because, you know, everybody has their time to it. You know, it's time for them to call it quits, retire, whatever you want to call it. Just because you can only I mean, I know nowadays you can't really hit the quarterback, but still your body can only like take so much.
So is it fair?
I feel like some of them kind of like, you know, push their bodies to the limit and like end up regretting it. Like, I don't know that. I've never played
football. So would it be fair to say you should have got a heads up?
I mean, yeah.
So would it have been at least a little bit? I mean, you'd still be upset because you're like, yo, I've been putting, I won 3 MVPs, I won a Super Bowl, and I just want some more help on the team. But now y'all draft my replacement who's like 4 years away from actually playing.
Yeah.
As some of you say, y'all know who I'm talking about out there. Anyway, we'll discuss that. I'm sure it'll still be going on next week as well. Jazz, you got anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing. Okay, yeah. I think
you got anything else?
That's enough. Nope. nah, man. I want to thank you so much for coming on the Kids Act podcast.
Thanks for having me, boo.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. I've been trying to do this for a while. Like I said, guys, we've been extremely busy, but
I feel like we should do one about our relationship.
Our relationship. We talked about some of it in there. But I mean, we definitely can, though. One about our relationship.
Beginning to...
You better say the end. Like, dang.
No. Beginning to present.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think we should do that, for sure. So I guess that means she'll be coming back on the podcast soon, you know, or whatnot, guys. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to have you back. As we just apparently just said our next, I don't know, it'll be our next episode because DJ will be on that one. But, you know, in the coming future, our episode for me and Jazz with now on relationships. I hope you guys love this episode. This is my first time discussing something outside of sports. I think it was pretty fun, though.
He still managed to get some sports in there, though.
Definitely. Got to throw a little something in there. And we'll get DJ here next week who... We're going to talk about some stuff outside of sports as well. And DJ, if you know him and you guys do, he's got a pretty strong opinion on things. So I'm interested to hear his take on a lot of things.
You should ask him about the COVID vaccine. I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to talk about that because, you know, he feels a certain way about it as well. But, I'll let him elaborate on that as well coming next week. But once again, guys, thank you so much for having us today. How you feel? You feel good?
It's hot in here.
It's hot. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to wrap it up because it's getting hot in this room. She said, all right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kids Act podcast. Man, love y'all. Be blessed.